Well, we're going to talk about tonight legacy, so we're going to kind of talk a little bit about that. What's really interesting is how God works. Mrs. Lloyd got up and spoke. I didn't know she was going to do that until a little while ago, of course, and then the announcement on the school. There are so many things going on right now. For example, I could talk about the constitutional amendments that are going to be on the ballot. One is to legalize abortion, enshrine it into the Constitution, the state Constitution, so it can never be taken away. And that particular constitutional bill, for example, would enshrine all the way to birth abortion. I could talk about recreational marijuana that's on the ballot here in Florida that will destroy the state just like it did Colorado, California, and a bunch of other states. I'm going to talk about tonight. What I'm going to talk about is this. This past legislative session, Governor DeSantis signed a bill. He just signed it about a week and a half ago. And the bill was signed into law. It was called HB 3. HB 3 bans social media companies from allowing 14-year-old children or younger to have a social media account. And you're like, oh, that's good. Well, I'm not sure why we would, as a state, would want to do that. Here's the problem with social media. And when I'm talking about social media, I'm not talking about necessarily TikTok, but I could. TikTok is one of the worst. And I could talk about some of those. I'm talking about Facebook. Okay, I'm going to talk about Meta groups is what I'm actually referring to. So when the legislature started working on this, what they did is they had some test accounts set up. We would call them undercover accounts of alleged kids in their teens and up to 14, 15, 16 years old. There were thousands of these accounts that they created for, and it was, quite frankly, it was on Facebook, Instagram, places like that. Within the first 3 minutes of creating an account, okay, within the first 3 minutes of creating this account, these accounts were barraged with suicide and self-harm messaging that came to them within 3 minutes. And these are thousands, it's not isolated. So this is directly, these social media companies are directly coming after our children. And what they're doing is they're trying to put in the minds of our children about suicide and self-harm. I could ask our elementary teachers right now, I have never heard or seen anything like this, that kids are coming and talking about suicide at young ages. Where are they getting that from? They're getting from its social media. They went on to find out that within 8 minutes, young girls were being targeted with eating disorders, with dieting stuff and eating disorders within 8 minutes. Additionally, of the number of social media accounts, over 100,000 of them were targeting children on sexually explicit material. Now, I didn't say it was on TikTok. I said it was on Facebook and Instagram. That's what's going on. In fact, what the Attorney General of Arizona found out, which he has filed a lawsuit against Meta, what they found out is that those organizations are directly targeting children. 90% of all the human trafficking comes from a contact on social media. Now, if I was a parent, I would never let my child on social media. Do you understand that?
Right.
Do you understand 90% of the human trafficking is they're being contacted, the children are being contacted on social media. That's how they're going after our children. Well, the Attorney General of Arizona has actually filed a, a lawsuit identifying this. Here's the ironic thing about this. Anytime that there is a bill that's in our legislature, I'll give you an example. Walmart spent over $1 million trying to get alcohol in their stores in the state of Florida. That's just an idea, just to give you an idea of, and that was a few years ago. In fact, I had talked about that. Over $1 million. These social media companies was MIA on this issue. You know why? There's no way that they wanted to be questioned on this because there's nothing they can do. They can't even argue this. They weren't even there. They didn't show up. They're completely MIA on this because they know what they're doing. And they know that the people are sick of it and they know what they're doing. As a parent, I'm begging you to get your kids off of social media. Get them off. Here's another statistic that our legislators found out. 4 hours and 45 minutes per day is the average usage of a teenager on social media. 4 hours and 45 minutes. Teachers, now you understand why it's so hard to get the children to actually learn something or stay awake. That's why. 4 hours and 45 minutes. And I'm saying all this because I'm going to drive something home here. There's an intentional effort to take down America. I saw a few, it's probably a couple years ago now, that conspiracy theorism is reality in about a week or two. That's what's happening. A one world government cannot be successful if people are not completely dependent upon the government. Therefore, the next generation cannot be allowed to think on their own. They must be neutralized. And this is happening before our eyes. Just watch the news and see how many communists have tried to take over our nation's universities. If you don't believe that's the reality of what's happening. This is our next generation. Over 50 years ago, Ocala Christian Academy was started with a twofold purpose. And I'm going to kind of just compact this of a twofold purpose. One was to evangelize, and the second one is to educate young people in a biblical worldview. That is the reason that we get up here and we talk about BRICS. That's the reason we get up here and we talk about that, is because we still believe that the purpose of Ocala Christian Academy is to evangelize the lost. And we believe that if we don't raise up the next generation of young people in a biblical worldview, we will lose our nation. We may have already lost it because we have been asleep at the wheel as a nation. I just want to mention something else. There was a youth rally a block away from us last night, and it's going on again tonight. Big youth rally. They talk about Jesus at that youth rally, but I got a feeling that they're not going to know and have an opportunity for a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the reason that all these events that we have going on, the one that Jesse Bloom is putting together, all these events is so important because we have to reach this generation for Christ. I don't want to have to ever turn a young person away, that we have an opportunity to give the gospel and to train that young person in a biblical worldview. Now, I know that Dr. Bloom, he would stuff them in every corner he could. I get that, I understand that. But I mean, from a heart, do we really want to evangelize? Or do we, and is the gospel really important to us? Or is it just something that we put on weekdays or on Sundays? Is it real? Is it really real? If it's really real, then we should do everything we can to evangelize the lost, to raise up the next generation, to fight for America, not fight against America. That's the reason that we're doing what we're doing. I'm going to go ahead and play a video at the end of this. I meant to play it at the beginning. I'm sorry, I forgot. There is, I interviewed one of the representatives, Ryan Chamberlain. He went to school here about a year or so, here at our school. But I interviewed him, and he talked about this issue with social media. You can look it up, it's on Worldview Truth, and just listen to what he had to say. The audio is not that great, we kind of messed up on that, but listen to it. It's alarming what you'll hear. Thank you, and God bless you, and I'll go ahead and have that video played right now.